season maximum temperature in Brisbane was slightly above 21.5 degrees Celsius, nearly 1 degree above the long-term average. Australia has also experienced the hottest spring on record, raising concerns for the summer weather. BOM has now predicted Australia will have one of the hottest summers on record, increasing the risk of dangerous heatwaves and bushfires. Brisbane's first 50-storey skyscraper outside of the CBD has been proposed. Aria Property Group aims to develop the 207-metre building at 164 Melbourne Street, South Brisbane. The skyscraper's construction will mark a significant event in Brisbane, as only Sydney and Melbourne currently feature towers outside of their CBDs. The development process proposes 678 apartments, 3 penthouses and 216 hotel rooms, as well as a blend of retail, dining and public spaces around the precinct.
For the past 2 weeks in southeast Melbourne, over 1,500 Woolworths workers from 4 different stores have been on strike due to a dispute over pay and unsafe system. Since November 21st, the strikers have been aiming to block the entries to the distribution centre in Dandenong, limiting access to restock the shelves in stores. Members of the United Workers Union have stated the shelves would be restocked very quickly if Woolworths just addressed the issue and avidly did something about it. Health Minister Mark Butler has announced subsidy of endometriosis drug Dianagest, also known as Visan. Under the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, the medication price has now reduced by half, from $750 per year to $380 per year, costing as little as $31.60 per script. This scheme is a part of the ongoing National Action Plan for Endometriosis, where the Albanese government has invested over $107 million to support women with endometriosis. Endometriosis results in more than 40,000 hospital admissions each year.
United States President Joe Biden has issued a full and unconditional pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, who was awaiting sentencing for federal gun and tax charges this month. In his statement, Prime Minister President Biden said his son was treated differently to offenders of the same nature, whose charges almost never led to criminal prosecution. The president also says his son was a victim of political persecution and that politics had infected the process of justice. Biden's decision to grant clemency goes against previous remarks from the White House, who said the president wouldn't pardon his son or reduce his sentence.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We will be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
There you go. It only gets easier from there, I can tell you.
Oh my God, I missed all my
points. All right. Well, thank you for mentioning the Woolworths thing, because I've got some stuff lined up here to do with Woolworths, and that is my Hot 100 song of the year, and it's called I Love Stealing from Woolies, here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.